Blog Talk Radio.
Generally, the Constitution is a charter of negative liberties. Says what the states can't do to you, says what the federal government can't do to you, but it doesn't say what the federal government or the state government must do on your behalf.
Fat on a rough road, riding high.
You didn't build that.
Through the mountains climbing, twisting, turning further from my home.
Shut up your mouth, Obama. Shut up your mouth, Obama.
Young, like a new moon rising, fierce.
I've got a pen.
Through the rain and lightning, wandering out into this great unknown.
Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
And I don't want no one to cry, but tell them if I don't survive, I was born free.
I've got a pen.
I was born free.
And I've got a phone.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Like the grandest canyon, wild. Like an untamed stallion. If you can't see my heart, you must be blind.
What difference at this point does it make?
You can knock me down and watch me bleed, but you can't keep no chains on me. I was born free.
I've got a pen.
Anti-government, anti-science, and anti-Obama. They have a trifecta.
Good morning, and welcome to the program. I am your captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise, where we are dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom, regardless of the cost. Remember, shipmates, freedom ain't cheap, but we can afford it. It's tyranny that we cannot afford. You want to be a part of the program today? 646-716-7978, or you can join the captain's chat room. All right, you know it as well as I do. As long as there's one stinking liberal on planet friggin' Earth, it is a very, 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 very busy news day. Well, again, today is no exception. And there's lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of very evil people out there that are just desperate to take away your freedom, so we must lift our jib and get this freedom ship underway. All righty now, we are officially underway and headed out to sea. Bosun mate, shift colors. Okay, before we get into the scuttlebutt of the day, this Flight 370. Now, yeah, we've got a lot of evidence that evidently shows that the plane went down in the Indian Ocean. There's a lot of questions that doesn't seem to make sense. I don't know if we'll ever find out the answers. I don't really know. But with all the evidence that we have and all the evidence that we don't have, which in a lot of cases seems to be more, more important. But why, you know, something must have happened to those passengers. Now, obviously they had to be killed off right away. I mean, why didn't any of these passengers, whether they knew that the plane was turning around and flying high and then flying low and doing this, whatever. But you would think at least one of these passengers would have called one of their friends or their relatives at some point during the flight, after the point where they changed course and went north or went south. But we don't have any of that. So obviously these passengers were killed off right away. I can't be married to any theory. I really can't. And I can't help but but wonder and can't help but think if this plane didn't actually land somewhere, and if we're not going to find this plane again when it crashes into a building or be used to transport a nuclear weapon into Israel. Now, I guess we're just going to have to find out and wait, but I'm not ready to be married to any theory on this whatsoever. There are a lot of very unanswered questions, and I think it's going to take years before we find the answer, or unless the plane, again, is used as a weapon. But in any event, I just want to had to get that out. I've seen a lot of reports here, and everybody, oh, it's in there, it's doing this, and everybody knows. Everybody's a friggin' expert. Well, nobody's an expert because nobody knows anything right now, and all the debris that they're finding is just that debris. I kind of had a feeling that all those satellites, all those pictures of all that debris, I just kind of had a feeling they were going to find nothing. I just had that feeling. I don't really know what happened to those people. I really feel bad for those families. I mean, my God, not knowing where your loved ones are. Are they at the bottom of the ocean? Are they in Pakistan? Are they here? Are they there? Did they blow up? I mean, that's got to be very stressful on those people. So our hearts and prayers on this program goes out to them. Now, let's get into the scuttlebutt of the day. This is very important. And I know liberals do not understand this. Hopefully there's at least one of them out there that's paying attention, that's listening, either live or going to archive it. I want you to pay attention, liberals. You have to understand the difference between enhanced interrogations and torture. They don't understand it. I mean, a slap in the face to these people. That's torture. Oh, you must be punished. Really. Enhanced interrogations are designed to extract information. Torture is designed to inflict pain. Period. They're not after information. They're after to watch you suffer. They're after to inflict as much pain as they possibly can before you finally expire. That's the difference between them and us. Well, there's a new report out now by the so-called Senate Intelligence Committee, which that right there, first of all, there's very little intelligence, if there's any intelligence in our Senate, much less the Senate Committee. I don't know why we're even on this in the first place. Why is this even a topic of discussion? These guys take ours. These guys take our guys. They beat the living hell out of them. They rape them, dismember them, burn their bodies, behead them, torture them, actual torture, pull their fingernails out, break their bones, burn them, and then hang them upside down, drag them through the street so the entire town can kick them and spit on them. Then you set them on fire, then hang them upside down on a bridge. Videotape them being beheaded, and we can't splash a little water on their face. Now, I mean, for God's sakes, man, why is anybody in our government questioning what we did to find out information after we were attacked on 9/11? To me, that seems a little treasonous to me. Why are you worried about what we are doing to them? Why aren't you worried about what they have not only done to us, but are continuing to do to us and are planning to do to us in the future? Don't you think that's a little bit more important than us throwing a little water on their face? I mean, for crying out loud. I'm sick and tired of hearing this crap. Why would you concern yourself so much with what they did in Abu Ghraib? Abu Ghraib or whatever the hell that stupid name is in Guantanamo Bay. Okay, you put a pair of panties over their head. Ooh, gee. At least they didn't cut the head off like they do. They just put a pair of panties on the head. Somehow I don't find that as torture. Unless maybe it's Nancy Pelosi's panties. Yeah, that would be torture. But the main point is these guys actually torture us. Okay, we get a little rough. So what? I don't mind. I don't care. I'd get a little rough with them too. I got no trouble with that. You're going to steal our airplanes and crash them into our buildings and kill our people? What, are you kidding me? No. Geneva Convention, my ass. First of all, these people don't even fit into the Geneva Convention. Every single one of these liberals, oh, Geneva Convention. What do you even know about the Geneva Convention in the first place? They know nothing. It's just another excuse to blame the right for everything so they can drum up their base and hopefully they can win another election. I mean, don't you people who vote Democrat, can't you see this? Are you really that naive, that gullible, that you can't see what they're doing? These are the people that have no business going into the voting booth. Period. Personally, you know, I mean, I know this will never happen. I know. We've all got our dream lists. But personally, I think if you are going to be a so-called a qualified voter, I think you need to take a test. If you're going to go down there to the DMV and register to vote, which I've got to do here because I moved and I've got to get my card here quick. And there's no DMV anywhere around where I live, so now I've got to ride next week to go get it. But when you go register to vote, I think there needs to be at least a little bit of a test to find out if you're qualified to actually vote. Because we need something. Because we have too many people that are simply not qualified to vote. They're voting whatever they are told to vote for. They got Acorn coming up knocking on their door, giving them all these free things, telling them they're going to get this and they're going to get that. And now the Republicans are trying to take away their lives and they're going to take their children and burn them and eat them. And I mean, it's just disgusting what the hell these people do. I think there needs to be a test to find out if you are qualified to actually vote. First of all, you do need to show ID and make sure that you are an actual citizen, that you didn't just come across the border last week. But we need to have something so when we go into the voting booth, we got actual people that are qualified, that understand, that are intelligent, and can make an intelligent decision when they go into the voting booth. Well, I know that'll never happen, but that is on the captain's dream list. Will I get it someday? I don't know. But getting back to this report by the stupid intelligence committee concludes that the CIA misled the government. Really? How about the government misleading the people? I don't understand why this is a goddamn topic of discussion. Who cares? These people behead us, they dismember us, they torture us, they burn us, cattle prod us, rape us, pull our fingernails out, poke our eyes out, and we're worrying about a little water on their face? I mean, get out of here with this. Concludes that the CIA misled the government and the public about aspects of its brutal interrogation program? Brutal? We've just described how these people are brutal, and they're going to call what the CIA did brutal. Really? Huh. Wow. The report, built around detailed... What? I can't read this word. This is obviously a misspelled word. Whatever. Of dozens of CIA detainees, documents a long-standing pattern of unsustained claims as agency officials sought the permission to use. Blah, 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 blah. This crap the hell out of here. The CIA described its program repeatedly both to the Department of Justice and eventually to Congress, including Nancy Pelosi. And then she's got the goddamn audacity to come out, nobody told me. What do you mean nobody told you? Wasn't she part of some stupid committee? She had to have known. And if she didn't, she wasn't paying attention, which means she was derelict of her duties. Which means she should be recalled. She never should have been voted in the first place. San Francisco, could you wake up, please? Please, San Francisco, wake up. The 6,300-page report. 6,300 pages includes what officials described as damning new disclosures about sprawling network of a secret detention facilities, or what they call black sites. that was supposedly dismantled by President Obama in 2009. Personally, I don't have a problem with black sites. I don't have a problem with the CIA doing their interrogations. I don't have a problem with waterboarding these people. I don't have a problem with taking a bat and beating the living piss out of them. But you know damn good and well that Barack Obama did not dismantle these so-called black sites. And if you believe that, again, you're not qualified to vote. Shut up. Stay out of the conversation. There's all kinds of countries that don't have a problem with enhanced interrogations with these people. And yeah, they are sent to these countries. Just the way it is. And personally, I don't have a problem with it. Excuse me. What these people have done to us and what these people continue to do to us, and we're going to worry about a little water on their face. I mean, this is ridiculous. Why is this report even in here? Why is this a topic of discussion? I just, God damn it. The report also cites cases in which officials at CIA headquarters demanded the continued use of harsh interrogation techniques, even after analysts were convinced that the prisoners had no more information to give. Who cares? Cared if our guys had any more information to give? No. They weren't out after information in the first place. They were out after to torture them, inflict as much pain as possible. Whose side are these liberals on anyway? Why do people on the left? I don't understand this. They always go straight for the perpetrator. Never the victim. And then they blame the right for blaming the victim. I mean, how? What the? I mean, how do you connect the dots? I can't. I cannot connect these dots with these people. They protect pedophiles. You see about that teacher? When was this? It was a while ago. I covered it on this show a long time ago. But here this guy gets thrown in jail, and they got all these teachers coming to his defense. He was having sex with one of his students. For many years, as a young kid, I think he started when he was like, I don't know, 14. The kid's life is ruined for the rest of his life. And these teachers are coming to his defense. Oh, he's a good teacher. And people, what they do to that creep, that Woody Allen. I don't really care. I don't really care how talented you are. First of all, I'm not a real Woody Allen fan, never was. I don't think I ever will be. I just don't find his humor funny. He never made me laugh. However, Take the Money and Run, when I was a kid, that was a funny movie. That was a funny movie, I got to admit. But all the other stuff, no. And I've had to do Woody Allen plays before. Never really was a big fan. I just think he's a creep. He's a pedophile. And people come to his defense. And who was that other guy that Sharon Tate's a husband? Oh, God. Oh, anybody in the chat room know his name? I can't remember. It doesn't really matter. The point is, people are coming to his defense. He raped a little girl. She was, what, 13, 14 years old? He was a grown man? I'm sorry. I don't really care. You can call it love. You can call it this. You can call it that. It's pedophilia. And how anybody can come to anybody's defense who does something like that to children, I'm sorry. You got no respect. You get no respect from me. None. Zero. None. How these people can go over here and defend these people that were attacked us and are continuing to attack us. And the only reason why they procreate is so they can have more babies to kill more Americans. And you're going to come to their defense. That's treason to me. Speaking of treason. Let's cover this right now. This is the definition of treason. Now, you tell me if what happened in Benghazi, and I'm not going to leave Benghazi alone. I flat refuse to leave Benghazi alone. There is no excuse why our shamestream media is leaving Benghazi alone. I don't care how long ago it was. I don't care that there was only four people that died. I don't give a damn. I've told you what treason is. And now I'm going to read it from the Constitution. Treason against the United States shall consist only in levying war against hearing to their enemies. Meaning, if you give a stand-down order not once but twice to allow your enemy to continue to attack, that right there, adhering to their enemies. And that's exactly what they did. Giving them aid and comfort. Giving them aid by not sending any help their way to combat the attack, the terrorist attack. That is treason. Mr. Gowdy, I love you. I do. You should be Speaker of the House. However, where I do disagree with you, no more courts. I don't want any more goddamn committees. I don't want any more courts. No more tweets. No more comments. No more interviews. I don't want any more of that. I want a grand jury, and I want a lot of names. A lot of names. We cannot have our government pull the, that's treason against us. Us, you. They committed treason against you. You attack one American, you attack us all. And they did it four times. And then they got one with Fast and Furious. Why? The Mexican drug cartel is an enemy. They're an enemy of the world. How is that? How are the Mexican drug cartels not a terrorist organization? They have quotas of people they have to kill. They have to kill so many people. How is that not a terrorist organization? What is terror? You don't have to be Al-Qaeda to be a terrorist. And that's another thing. Liberals, they don't understand. They hear the word terrorist. They only know one side. They don't know any more than that. You can't be a domestic terrorist. Bill Ayers, he wasn't a terrorist. All the bombs that he sent off, that's not terrorism? He just was one of the boys in the neighborhood. He's just an excitable kid. I mean, come on. It was in the 70s. It was a long time ago. Forget about it. Move on. Treason. And any one of these liberals that's going to come to the defense of any one of these detainees, that is treason. You're giving aid and comfort. That is comfort. You are giving them comfort. So when you go to Guantanamo, you want a special meal? You want this? You want that? No. You don't get nothing. And take that frickin' hat off. You don't wear hats here. You don't wear anything. I personally wouldn't give them clothes. I'd throw them in a goddamn cage. I'd lock the frickin'. I wouldn't let them see the light of day. Oh, you want sunshine, do you now? Well, I want a lot of things too, kid. But you ain't getting it. Look, if you're going to be nice to your enemies, you think they're going to be nice to you? Really? Oh, okay. And that has worked when? Never. That's when it's worked. All right, anything more on this godforsaken story? The story is like 55 pages long. What's this about Feinstein here? Senator Dianne Feinstein. Oh, God, there goes my breakfast. A chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, which is a mistake. No wonder we're in trouble. Has previously indicated that harsh CIA interrogation measures were a little value in the bin Laden hunt. How do you know? Were you there? Were you there, sweetheart? Oh, well, you read the reports. Well, you really think they're going to put all the information in those reports? I think not. Whose side are you on, Ms. Feinstein? Huh? Personally, I don't care how much information they got. They can cut our heads off, and we can't throw water on their face. And now we've got to punish the CIA? What should we do with the CIA there, Ms. Feinstein, huh? What should we do? Fire these guys for doing their job? Huh? How many Al-Qaeda members are going to go to court or lose their job for chopping heads off? Huh? The CIA detainee who provided the most significant information about the courier provided the information prior to being subjected to coerced interrogation techniques. Feinstein said in a 2013 statement responding to a part of the scenes in the movie Zero Dark Thirty. Blah, blah, blah. I'm tired of listening to this dingbat. At the secret prison Bellucci entered a regime that included being dunked in a tub filled with ice water. Aw.
What? That breaks my little heart. You get put in a tub full of ice water.
Oh, for Christ's sake, you big baby. You big girl. Shut up. So what? CIA interrogators forcibly kept his head under the water while he struggled to breathe. Aw, little baby. And beat him repeatedly with him with a stick and smashing his head against the wall. Oh. Well, what happened to Daniel Pearl? Remember him? He suffered some head trauma too, you know. Remember that? Remember that head trauma that Daniel Pearl suffered? I watched the video. I seen the head trauma. And you're worried about this son of a bitch being thrown in ice water. I just don't understand. I cannot figure this out. Why is anybody in America worried about these people? This should not be a topic of discussion. Our congressional committee should not be screwing around with this kind of stuff. Maybe you should concern yourself with, I don't know, what happened in Benghazi? Maybe what happened with Fast and Furious? How about the IRS? How about the 91.5 million people out of work? You think maybe you can get a committee on some of this stuff and you're going to worry about enhanced interrogations on terrorists, people that kill Americans, and you're going to worry about their treatment. And they worry about our treatment, I bet, too. I bet we're well-fed, and I'm sure they make sure that we have our proper meals. Oh, yes, and they're cooked to perfection, too.
Mm-hmm.
And we get all the time in the world to pray to our God, don't we? I've had enough. I got to move on from this story. I swear to God, I'm going to lose it. I'm going to freaking lose it. How these people could do this? How these people could even mention this? Even bring this up? And why would the media even report this? You know what the media should have said? Don't cry to me. Go screw yourself, Dianne Feinstein. I'm not reporting this. These people go out of their way to kill us, and we're gonna enhanced interrogate them. Throw some water on their face. Throw them in a tub full of ice water. Smack their head against the wall. Put a pair of panties on their head. Well, it beats dismembering them. It beats cutting their head off. It beats pulling out their fingernails. It beats beating them with a big bat until they're dead, breaking all their bones, and then dragging their dead, bloodied-up carcass down the street so the entire town can kick them and spit on them, and then hang them upside down after they burn them so the entire town can see it and take pictures of it. Those are trophies to them. And you're going to worry about a little smack in the head. Really? A pair of panties on your head and make them form into a pyramid, run around naked. And you want to punish these people for doing that? Really? Really? They'll think twice about it when one of their family members or themselves is a victim of terrorism. That's when they'll change their frickin' mind. Maybe that's what needs to happen to some of these libs. Maybe that's what needs to happen. I hate to wish bad things on people, and I'm not going to, but what I am going to say is maybe something like this needs to happen to these people so they can turn the light on. Maybe they can see. All right. Let's open up my treasure chest here and get going here. Ex-Army recruit suspected of plotting Fort Hood-inspired jihad. I mean, this stuff doesn't even stop. You heard about that. You heard about that guy. I mean, when they kicked him out of the Army before he even got in, if you were that concerned about, this is what I don't get, you're that concerned about this guy, you're not going to let him join the Army. Well, why didn't you go after him right then and there? You kick him out, and then he... I wonder, I just wonder how many people in our Army, in our Navy, our Air Force, and our Marine Corps that are actual jihadis. I bet it's a lot higher than you think. I bet it's a lot higher than you think. But they have the right. They've got rights. American people don't have rights, but these people have rights. Well, why? Well, because they're different than us. CIA officer confirmed no protests before misleading Benghazi account was given. Information on ground rejects the protest account. Of course it does. We all know that. But nobody in the government seems to want to know that. Well, at least on the left, anyway. They do know, but they don't want to tell you that. Look, there's no reason why people were not put on trial for what happened in Benghazi, including the president, the Secretary of State, that goddamn Secretary of Defense, Leon Panetta. You make me sick, Leon Panetta. I'm sorry, what you said to the Congress, right there, that we don't send troops into harm's way until we know all the information on the ground, is BS. I know that for a fact because I've had to go out there and pick up planes that are crashing the frickin' ocean. So don't tell me this crap in the Persian Gulf, right there next to Iran. We got Russia all, we was during the Cold War. And it doesn't matter where the hell it was. Look, when one of your guys goes down, boom, you send people out there right away. You don't worry about the goddamn time. You don't worry about nothing. You get out there. And if the fight's still going, you finish the fight. If it's over with, well, then you clean up the mess and try to help any survivors. I when I heard that statement, I swear to God, I mean, I ignited, man. I blew up. I almost kicked in the television. Swear to God. You don't say things like that. And why nobody in the Congress challenged him on that? That's another thing. I mean, it's bad enough when we got people making these frickin' comments, but when we got people are going to sit there and let them make these comments, they're just as guilty. Again with treason. If you allow the enemy to attack or allow the enemy to continue their attack, it's treason. And if you're going to allow Leon Panetta to make the statements that he made, you're just as guilty. That statement might as well just come out of your fat freaking mouth. Why nobody challenged him on that, I don't know. Why the media didn't, I don't know. But us Americans, us little guys, we do. We're the only ones speaking up for America here. The American people. Nobody in the government speaking up for America. They're apologizing because we're great. How do you apologize for being good, for being great? You think the Seattle Seahawks apologized to Peyton Manning and the Denver Broncos for beating the piss out of them? No. No. We didn't get into this story yesterday. We got two stories we didn't get into yesterday. Will we get into them today? I don't know. But Obama's charged with criminal terror charges in Egypt. Hopefully we can get into that. You've heard about the release of tens of thousands of illegal alien criminals. Why would you want to put more criminals out on the streets? I mean, don't we have enough criminals? We got far too many criminals in D.C., and now we need more criminals on the streets. What are we, a nation of frickin' criminals? Is that what we are? The United States of criminals? Is that the name of our country now? The United States of criminals. It kind of seems that way, doesn't it? Al-Qaeda's protected. Illegal aliens are protected. All the criminal illegal aliens are protected. The government is protected. How about the American people? When is the American people going to be protected? Cleveland Clinic CEO. Three-quarters of Americans who signed up for Obamacare now have higher premiums. Really? Like, this is news. We've never heard this before. Well, you knew they were going to get to their number, and they did. It's not real. Nobody believes that it's real. You can't be that naive. You cannot be that gullible that you believe that they got that many people signed up. And again, why is it only 7 million? Tire healthcare, the greatest healthcare on earth, was completely overhauled to supposedly to help 50 million people. But we're only interested in 7 million. And the majority of that 7 million were people who already had insurance and liked it. But because they didn't get free abortion care, it's the wrong insurance. Well, who is the government to tell you that your insurance is wrong? You like it. You pay for it. It comes out of your pocket. You don't have a problem with it. So who the hell is the government to tell you that it's wrong? I believe this health care is unconstitutional. The overwhelming vast majority of the American people believe it's unconstitutional. Can we get a few more people in Congress to believe that it's unconstitutional, since it is, and it's well proven that it is? You don't give me this Commerce Clause and that idiotic, I can't call him a Chief Justice. I can't call him a Justice. That Roberts, that traitor. He's a traitor. He allowed this to go through. I wonder, Mr. Roberts, how much you were paid by this administration, huh? How much were you paid? Or do they have dirt on you and you don't want it getting out? Is that it? Uh-huh. Well, old Betrayus, that's what happened to him. He had the sheer nerve and audacity to talk about those talking points in Benghazi and say that they weren't exactly accurate. Guess what happened to him? All of a sudden, boom! Here's his little girlfriend that pops up. He's having an affair. Whoa! Can't have that. So now he's got to resign, and he's doing this and doing that. That was their way of getting rid of him. That's pathetic. That's weak. See, that's a coward. That's what a coward does. That's a coward. When somebody calls you on something, instead of you going, realizing, you know what? You're right. I made a mistake. I should fix it. Can you help me fix it? Let's work together and fix this problem so it's right. No, you just get rid of him because he called you on it. He called you a liar because you are a liar. Charges likely to be dropped against volunteers signing people up for Obamacare. I don't know what the hell that story was. I got it in here. I got a chance to read a little bit of it. And they're going door to door signing people up for Obamacare. You know they're lying. And they're getting all these people to sign up. God only knows what they're doing with their information. If anybody comes to your door and wants to take all your personal information and tell you you're going to sign you up for health care, I mean, don't be stupid. And if you're that stupid that you're going to give this person that you don't know all your private information, you deserve to lose everything you have. I cannot feel sorry for you. All right, let's get into this story here now, this ex-Army recruit. Suspected of plotting a Fort Hood-inspired jihad. And when are they going to execute that Fort Hood guy? And why would anybody come to his defense anyway? He shouldn't have been given any rights at all. They should have shot him right there. Screw it. I wouldn't have had a problem with it. Screw going to trial. Why should we spend all this money on this guy? Why should the taxpayers have to spend to keep this guy happy? Now he's going to have to get his meals have got to be properly done. You can't have any pork. That's the only goddamn thing I'd feed this son of a bitch. Here's your pork sandwich. That's all you get, pal. Pork, 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 pork. You ain't getting nothing else but pork. Oh, you don't like it, do you now? Good, then starve to death. I really don't give a damn. Workplace violence it was. Imagine that. Guy screaming Allahu Akbar, shooting all his people for Allah, and that's workplace violence. Well, that's so they don't have to pay out the benefits to the families. Now, isn't that cheap? Don't you find that cheap? Don't you find that disgusting? FBI is searching for a recent Army recruit believed to be planning a Fort Hood-inspired jihad against U.S. soldiers. A man identified as Booker had told friends of his intention to commit jihad. Booker, who was also known as Mohammed Abdullah Hassan, shut up, was recruited by the U.S. Army in Kansas City, Missouri. Was scheduled to report for basic training April 7th, but he was discharged last week, apparently after law enforcement authorities learned of his alleged plan. Why didn't you go after the guy right away? So according to the alert, on March 20th, a couple weeks ago, Kansas City Division FBI became aware of an individual named Booker who had publicly stated, why would he be called Booker? This Mohammed Booker, who had publicly stated his intention to commit jihad, bidding farewell to his friends and making comments indicating his jihad was imminent. Booker had been recruited by the United States Army in Kansas City in February of 2014, blah, 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 and was scheduled. Oh, we've already done this. How many times are they going to put the same frickin' thing into the same frickin' story? When you people write a story, can you stop repeating yourself over and over again? I got to repeat this crap, and I sound like a goddamn idiot. Law enforcement sources familiar with the alert appeared to suggest that there may be others in addition to Booker. Well, of course, I'm sure there are. Now, look, military, all of you, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, even the stupid Coast Guard, I'm sorry that you're going to have to racially profile. I'm sorry that you're going to have to do it, but you're going to have to do it. Now, granted, what we did in World War II with throwing all the Japanese in prison camps, okay, was that a little extreme? Okay, fine. Hindsight is always 20/20. But, guys, these Middle Eastern men, and they're wanting to join our army. I'm sorry, but you're going to have to racially profile them. There's no other way to go around it. You must vet every single one of these Middle Eastern men joining our army. I don't understand what the problem is. We've got to protect ourselves. And if we don't protect ourselves, well, because we're going to violate somebody's rights. Well, how about violating the rights of the American people by allowing these people to kill us? How about that? I really don't give a damn if it's racial profiling or not. It's goddamn self-defense. I'm sorry that a lot of these Middle Eastern men are wanting to kill us. It's not my fault, it's theirs. Yeah, are there good Middle Eastern people? Yeah, I've met them. And it sucks that some of these people now have to be put into the same category as the bad ones. But we have to vet these people. Actually, we need to vet every single person that comes into the military. I remember getting vetted when I joined the Navy. I didn't really have too big of a problem with it. There was none of this stuff going on. But we got to do a much better job. And if you're going to get a Middle Eastern man, I mean, you got to do a lot of background on these people. You can't just let them into our military. They carry guns. And there was a lot of warning signs with that Fort Hood shooter, and I'm not going to repeat his name. I don't repeat terrorist names. They don't deserve to have their name repeated. CIA officer confirmed no protest before misleading Benghazi account given. There wasn't any protest. And why there aren't people in a grand jury right now? Why there aren't people in jail right now, I don't know. Don't have the answer to that. I wish I did. What I'd like to know is why, I mean, I see it. I know most of you people see it. Most Americans that have nothing to do with the government, most of us, we do see it. We know what's going on out there, but no one's listening to us. And so we go out there and we keep voting for more and more of these people who don't listen to us. When are we going to learn? When are we going to grow up? I got to put a lot of blame this on us. I do. I have to put some of the blame on us. I really do. If you are going to, again, it goes same thing with the treason that I've been talking about. If you're going to allow your leaders to commit these crimes against Americans and you're going to continue to vote them into office, you are just as guilty. You are just as guilty. And every one of you people who voted for Barack Obama, you right there, you are just as guilty of treason for what happened in Benghazi as those that committed the actual crime themselves. Don't tell me that you're not, because you are. You voted for a man who gave the stand-down order not once but twice to go help these men that are being brutally attacked, and our ambassador has got a cattle prod up his ass. He's being burnt. He's being hit. He's being kicked. He's being spit on. He's being brutally murdered. And you're going to give a stand-down order not once but twice, and then you're going to blame it on a video? And you people go out there and vote for this man, you are just as guilty of treason as he is. Just as goddamn guilty. Jesus Christ, people, don't you think? My God, this stuff, see, this is what I'm talking about. This stuff has to happen to these people before they get it. Well, keep it up, Libs, because that stuff is going to happen to you someday. I just hope to God I'm there to see it. God almighty, do I hope I'm there to see it. And yeah, guess who's not going to help you? One goddamn bit. I won't even lift a finger. I'm sorry, but look, when you commit crimes, when your own government commits crimes against its own people, I got a problem with that. I got a big problem with that, and I'll be goddamned if I'm going to leave this Benghazi alone, and I really don't care if people get tired of hearing about it. Good. You're tired of hearing about it? Then do something about it. Mr. Gowdy, enough. Enough with the goddamn going to court. Screw court. You know the Supreme Court's not going to do a damn thing anyway. And by the time you even get into Supreme Court, this guy's going to be long gone. No, we have to set an example. We have to set a precedent in this country that our government does not attack our own citizens. Either through the IRS, through Fast and Furious, or allow the enemy to murder our citizens, our brothers, and give a stand-down order, not once, but twice, to go help them. How could you do that? Would you do that? Think about it if you're a president of the United States. Somebody came up to you and said, hey, Prez, we just got a report in here, and our embassy, well, we can't call it an embassy anymore. See, because an embassy, you're not allowed to do weapons transfers. You're not allowed to make weapons deals of any kind. So that's why the administration said, nope, it wasn't an embassy. It was a diplomatic facility. So they don't get caught. And everybody knows it. Nobody's stupid. And has the media done anything about those 400 surface air missiles? Have they said anything? Have they done any reports? They've done a little bit, but very little. Why aren't they all over that? There are so many violations, so many crimes that were committed in Benghazi. You can't list them all. You can't list them all. I mean, I don't understand why I'm, you know, sometimes it just, I talk to people, and I got a lot of liberal friends, and I talk to them, and they just don't get it. Or maybe they do, and they just don't want to talk about it. Well, look, I don't like talking about bad things either. My God. Nobody wants to talk about this. But you have to accept the fact that it's true and it happened and it's real. Real people died. It wasn't a phony scandal. Those caskets were not filled with phony people. Those caskets were filled with real people. Those parents, they didn't lose a phony son. They lost a real son. And how anybody could call it a phony scandal? I mean, my God. I mean, it does. It really, it breaks my heart. I know sometimes why Glenn Beck cries. I think he cries a little bit too much, but that's, you know, whatever. But I understand where it's coming from. I understand where he's coming from. This stuff does make me cry. And have I? Yeah, I have. Not so much because I'm sad, but because I'm so goddamn pissed off. That's one thing that gets my tears running. When I get so pissed, there's only two possible scenarios at that point. Either I go on a homicidal rampage, or I cry, and that's it. I'll take the tears over going on a homicidal rampage. I don't want to do that. I don't want to kill anybody. But I certainly want to slap the living dog piss out of a lot of people. Hopefully some of the stupid might fall out of them. I mean, this is ridiculous. There's no excuse why this president was not brought up for treason charges of what happened in Benghazi. We all know what happened. I'm not going to leave this alone. I'm not going to leave any of this stuff alone. Gowdy, please. I want you, Speaker of the House, but I need a little bit more out of you, kid. I need more out of you. No more goddamn civil conversations. What have civil conversations ever got anywhere, huh? No. You're going to have to show a little more fire. I know you got some fire in you, Mr. Gowdy, because I've seen you ignited before. But don't give me this crap going to court. No more court. We're not going to sue the president. We're going to fire the son of a bitch. That's what we're going to do. We're going to get rid of him. We're going to set a precedent. We're going to say, look, America, you want to be president of this country? Okay, you're going to have to follow this document right here. It's called the Constitution, and if you don't, you're gone. Oh, you're a citizen of the country, are you now? Okay, you want to remain a citizen? You see this document? You're going to have to follow it, or guess what? You're gone. This document is for everybody, not just the government, not just the law enforcement, but for the citizens. And we have to follow it, too, which means First Amendment right. You're going to have to put up with people that you don't like. You don't like their speech. That's fine. You can hate it. But you have to love the fact that they have the right to say it without persecution. And you big mouth, have no reason, no business whatsoever, and no right to persecute these people because they say something you don't like. Well, every time you goddamn liberals even open up your mouth, just your mere existence on planet frickin' Earth is offensive to me. So I don't want to hear any more nonsense out of you people. It's time you people start listening to us. Before the Obama administration gave an inaccurate narrative, you say. So that's how you phrase it, do you? Inaccurate narrative. Here's how I phrase it. A friggin' lie. Don't give me this inaccurate narrative. I'll give you an inaccurate narrative right up your ass. How about that for an inaccurate narrative? Before the Obama administration lied on national television that the Benghazi attacks grew from an anti-American protest, the CIA's station chief in Libya pointedly told his superiors in Washington that no such demonstration occurred. Documents and interviews with current and former intelligence officials say that so. Well, we all know this. You all know it. I remember when it first happened. I heard it over the radio. See, they didn't report it on television. It was I was out working in the yard, and I had my little transistor radio with me. And I was living with my landlord, which I love, my old landlord. She was a great lady. Well, she still is. But her kids sold the home, so I had to move out. But me and her, I lived there for 17 years. It was me and her. I lived downstairs. She lived upstairs. I took care of her. Built a lot of stuff in her house. I took care of all the flooding in her house. I did her yard work. I just loved. We had a great relationship. But she was a Democrat. And it's just the way it was. She got her information from the television. And if the television told her something, well, then that's the way it was. And it was no other way. Well, when it came out over the radio and they said the ambassador had died, this was very early on. And there was reports that the ambassador was missing and he quite possibly could be dead, this and that and everything else. And I'm listening and listening and listening. And finally, you know, Marion, she comes out and I said, Marion, my God, did you hear what happened about the ambassador? But she goes, what are you talking about? She goes, I've been watching TV all day long. I didn't hear nothing. And I said, well, you're not going to hear anything on the television. But here, this is what happened. The ambassador died. I said, this is an act of war. I don't know who did this, but obviously, you know, you had a good idea. It would be Al-Qaeda or somebody pretty close to them. It doesn't matter what their name is. You can put any kind of name on anything you want to. It's still what they are. They're still a terrorist. A Nazi's a tyrant, a tyrant's a Nazi, blah, 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 blah. Pick and choose whatever name you want. It doesn't really matter. It's the same thing. A Kleenex and a tissue, same thing. There's no difference. She had no idea. And they never even reported it on television, network television. That's all she had. She didn't have cable. They didn't even report it on network television until way late in the afternoon. She goes, I've been watching. She come down. She goes, you know, I've been watching TV. I've been changing every channel. She goes, where is that? And I said, well, let's listen to the radio. So I turned her on. I turned her radio. I believe it was ABC in New York. And they were covering it. She's like, I don't believe this. I said, well, that's your Democratic Party that you vote for all the time. I didn't tell her that. But the point is, the radio had it right. And you hear that your embassy is attacked. Okay, you don't need any more information. I mean, you do need a lot more information, but my point is, you don't need any more information to know that that is a terrorist attack. Doesn't matter who did it. Doesn't matter if it's Al-Qaeda. Doesn't matter if it was a bunch of drunked-up goddamn rednecks who took a plane over to Libya and attacked the damn embassy themselves. It's still terrorism. Terrorism is terrorism is terrorism is terrorism, period. Doesn't matter who the hell did it. And our own government allowed it to happen. They allowed it to continue. Not once, but twice. How do you do that? And again, getting back, I know I digress. But getting back, if you were the president of the United States, just imagine this for just one moment. You're the president of the United States. Here comes your little chief of staff. Hey, Prez, guess what? Look at this. We got to report our embassy's attacked. What are you going to do? Well, I know what the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to send some goddamn military boys over there and start whooping up some ass. What do you think you're going to do? Well, I don't know. Let's form a committee and decide. I mean, no. You send people out there immediately. You don't worry about knowing all the information on the ground. Besides which, we have a thing called recon. That's what they do. That's their job. We've got satellites. We've got planes all over the place. Don't give me – we got drones. We're up there watching it. What do you mean you don't have all the information on the ground? Don't tell me this. You don't – you didn't have drones because I heard the interview of the drone operator. Yes, Miss Hillary Clinton, they did have live feed coming over. You people were watching it. You were watching it. You were watching our brothers die, and you did absolutely nothing about it. For what? So you didn't get caught making an arms deal, an illegal arms deal, with the Syrian rebels, Al-Qaeda? So you could save your own ass? Is that why you blamed this on a video? I mean, if you're going to blame a terrorist attack, and your ambassador dies, and three other American brothers were brutally murdered, blown to bits, you think maybe you can come up with a better excuse than a goddamn video that, first of all, nobody saw? I know I could come up with a better excuse than that. I could come up with a better lie than that. I mean, my God. A freaking first grader could come up with a better lie than that. A video? A video. A video. That nobody saw. You're going to blame this all on a video. And Miss Clinton, the fact that you looked that father in the eyes and you said, I'm going to prosecute this filmmaker. I'm going to get him. I'm going to have him punished. There, Miss Clinton, I swear to God. That right there is absolutely disgusting. And you think that you have any kind of right whatsoever to even think about running for president? She's another one that should have been thrown in jail. The president, all of them. That Secretary of Defense, I'm sorry, Leon Panetta? No. All of them. Clinton, the whole smash, all of them in the can. Why wasn't there anybody in the military? Why didn't anybody, these generals? Look, don't we have any real generals anymore? Don't we have any real admirals anymore? Just think if Patton was a general back then. And Leon Panetta told Patton, no, you stand down. You're not going to go help them. What do you think? What do you think old Patton would have done? Huh? Well, first of all, he would have ignored it. He would have gone in there and he would have rescued them. Then when he got home, he would have kicked the living dog piss out of that Leon Panetta. That's what would have happened. Where are the George Pattons anymore? We need a good Patton. We need some good generals in our armies. We need some good admirals in our navies. Where are they? How come there was no brass anywhere that disregarded that order? You do have the right to disregard a direct order from anybody if it is wrong. You do have that right. Why there was no general that disregarded that order and sent troops over there to help them, I do not know. That's wrong. Those generals who did not disregard that order, they need to be held up for treason charges too, period. The whole goddamn smash. This is wrong. These are people's lives. These are real people. These are not phony people. These were real people. They got real blood, real skin, real bones, real minds, real thoughts, real feelings, real lives. They got real families. Those families have real thoughts, real feelings, real blood, real bones. Those are real people. They really suffered. They're still suffering. The last two Christmases, they've had an empty seat at that Christmas dinner table. They're suffering, and they're going to continue to suffer. And the government is going to come out there and call it a phony scandal? How do you think these parents feel? These parents, this is my son, and this president's going to call my dead son a phony scandal? My God, I don't know how those parents can keep their composure. My God, I don't know how they could do it. I don't know how they could do it. I couldn't do it. I could not do it. I don't know how these parents could do it. I don't know. The attack was not an escalation of protests. Really? This is what the station chief wrote to Deputy CIA Director Michael Morrell, which this is another prick that needs to go to jail. In an email dated on September 15, 2012, a full day before White House sent that obnoxious, idiotic, just repugnant Susan Rice to all these Sunday morning puke shows. And I knew it right then, right when I watched it. I watched it. I watched all of those Sunday shows, and I could not believe this woman was lying. And, of course, you had Chris Wallace, who just flat refuses to beat up on people that he knows that are lying to him. But if they're a Republican, he's going to get all right into their mush. I don't understand the deal with this country sometimes. I really don't understand why it's always the perpetrator has more rights than the goddamn victim. This guy goes out there and he rapes little boys, murders them, rapes little girls, murders them. And this guy has rights, and we can't put the son of a bitch to death. But meanwhile, we can abort 1.6 million babies a year, and that's okay. That defenseless little creature who does feel pain, who probably can think and does move, you can abort him. You can abort that little baby. But you can't kill the son of a bitch who rapes it and kills it and strangles it and tortures it. You can't kill that guy. Tell me where I'm wrong here. How did things get this mixed up? How did this happen? I feel like in a Seinfeld episode in Bizarro World, we're upside down. What the hell? We're Americans. We don't do that. We don't attack each other. We protect each other. We are brothers. There's only one race in this country. There's only one kind of people. There's only one group in this country, and that's America. We come in every size, every shape, every color. We got fat ones, we got skinny ones, we got pretty ones, we've got ugly ones, real ugly ones. We got a lot of ugly ones. But we're all brothers, and we're all sisters. And when you attack one of us, you attack us all. I can't let this stuff go. That the talking points used by Mrs. Rice, who was then U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, why this woman is still employed in our government. Again, The reason why she got a promotion as the secretary or the security advisor is so she keeps her mouth shut. That's the only reason why people get promoted, so they keep their mouth shut. You really think that this woman is a valid candidate for a security advisor of the United States? You really think this woman is a valid candidate? Well, she's not only the candidate, she is. That's her position. You really think she's qualified for this? Do you? You do. She's qualified. Wow. What am I missing? What am I missing? I guess I'm just a jerk. Well, I am a hater. I know. I believe in, you know, freedom for everybody. So, yeah. That makes me a hater. And plus, she's black, so I can't say anything to her because that would make me racist then. What has never been made public is whether Mr. Morrell and others at the CIA explicitly shared the station chief's assessment. It doesn't matter whether they share it or not. They knew the truth, but they lied. They did it deliberately. Why do we even... Two former intelligence officials. I got to hold myself, man. I swear to God. Sometimes I get to a point where I start running off at the mouth, man. I can get myself in all kinds of trouble. Even though I will be telling the truth. And I'm not ashamed to tell the truth. And I'm not afraid to tell the truth. And I'm not afraid to tell the truth in front of anybody. I'm not afraid to tell the biggest man on planet freaking Earth that he's a goddamn liar. If he's a lying to me, I'm going to tell him it. I don't care. I'm not afraid. I may be crazy, but I don't give a damn. I'm not afraid. You should never, ever be afraid to tell the truth, ever. The truth doesn't hurt. Lies hurt. Lies hurt a lot of people, especially when you tell that the parents, look them in the eyes and tell those parents that their son was brutally murdered by a video rather than a terrorist organization. And you gave the stand-down order not once but twice and allowed their son to be murdered. That hurts. And then to call that their dead son was nothing more than a goddamn phony scandal. Now you tell me that is hurt. That is pain, man. Those parents, you know damn good and well those parents are just crushed. That's probably why they didn't blow up, because their heart is completely broken and they have no more energy. You just destroyed these parents, Ms. Clinton, Mr. Obama, Mr. Panetta, Mr. Morrell, Miss Susan Rice. Think about what you did to these parents. Think about what you did to these parents. How would you feel if that was your son or your daughter in that casket? And some son of a bitch came up and told him, yeah, don't worry about that casket in there. Your son's just nothing but a phony scandal. Move on. It was a long time ago. Let it go. How would you feel, huh? I didn't know these people, but they're my brothers. I never met them. Didn't even know they existed until they died. Those are my brothers. You do that to them, you do it to me. When you lie to their family, Mr. Obama and Ms. Clinton, Ms. Rice and Mr. Morrell, you're lying to me, and you're lying to every other American in this country. Think about that. Think about that. The next time you go out there and you lie, when you go over there and you look at their face, right there to their eyes, whoa, I'm going to get that filmmaker. Yeah. You're lying to the American people. I got a problem with that. I don't like liars. I hate liars. Yeah, we're all human and we all lie. Yes, that's just the way it is. You can't get around it. I didn't invent the human being. I just know how the bastards work. And we do lie. But there are certain lies that you do not tell. And there are certain lies that you should not ever be allowed to tell. And if you do tell them and you get caught, you definitely need to be punished. And for saying that these four brothers of ours are a phony scandal, that's beyond lie. That's just downright repugnant. That's wrong, man. God damn it, this stuff irritates me. There's no reason why I gotta blow up like this, but I have to. Look, you don't blow up. I mean, that means you're, okay, fine, no big deal, all right. Well, you know, we really love Johnny and all, but, well, it was just a phony scandal. And, yeah, we're going to miss him and all, but, you know, it's a phony scandal. It's all right. Oh, yeah, yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Obama. Obama. Two former intelligence officials have told the Washington Times that this question likely will be answered at a Wednesday hearing, which is tomorrow. It's supposed to be a big hearing. Now, do you really think that Mr. Morrell is going to come out there and spill the beans? Do you really think that we're going to get important information? We're going to get the truth to another goddamn boring committee hearing? Huh? We might get a few sound bites that I'll be able to play over the airwaves Thursday for you. We might have a couple of Republicans come out and make a good little speech, go on a little mini rant. Makes for a great soundbite. But I don't want to hear from them. I want to hear from these witnesses. I want to hear from them. I want them to tell the truth. And I know for a fact that we're not going to get it. So it's going to be a complete and utter total waste of friggin' time. So why are we doing it? I don't know. Well, if we're going to go, through all of these little hoops and all these songs and dance routines, if we're going to go through all of this, we're going to make such a big fuss about it. We're going to do this and we're going to do that. We're going to get committee hearings and we're going to do this and we're going to do that. Why don't we do this stuff in a grand jury? Let's put the president up there. Let's put the attorney general up there. Let's put the old former secretary of state up there. Let's put Leon Panetta up there. Let's put Mr. Morrell up there. Let's put Mr. Rice up, or Miss Rice up there. Let's put these people in the grand jury. These people were not phony scandals. They were real people, and they died by the hands of our own government because we allowed the enemy not only to attack, but to continue their attack, and we watched it live through a fucking drone. So don't give me this goddamn crap that we can't put these freaking people in a goddamn grand jury. I don't want to hear it. Don't give me this crap, Mr. Gowdy. I don't want to hear it. No more free passes from any of you. No more. No more committees, no more tweets, no more going to court. Screw the court. You want to go to court? Put it in the grand jury. That's the only court that I'm concerned with right now, the grand jury. And I apologize I said the F word. And no, I'm not going to put a penny in the cuss jar for it either. I don't really give a damn. I'm not going to apologize for telling the truth and being who I am. I flat refuse to apologize for being me, expressing my First Amendment right. I'm not going to apologize for that. Absolutely frickin' not. Christ almighty, I swear to God. I don't know how those parents, I swear to God, I don't know how those parents could be that calm. How they could do it. Why they're not, they're better people than me. They are much better people than me. I'm sweating profusely like a freaking pig. This is ridiculous. We shouldn't have to do this. What really pisses me off is this something that we should not be talking about. We should not have to talk about this. This is something that didn't happen. This is something that shouldn't have happened. This should not have happened. And if it did happen, well, you know what the story should be? Well, the embassy was attacked. But we sent our Marines in there and kicked their ass. The only people that died were them. That's what the story should be. That's the story that I should be reporting right here, right now. That's the story that should have been reported on September 12, 2012. That's what it was. That was 2 years ago. God almighty. 2 years ago, what do we have from it? We still don't have anything. No grand juries. 2 years. 2 years. And what do we have? Well, now we've got a little committee hearing coming up tomorrow that you know that we're not going to get any information from. We're not going to get any important information. You think this Morrell is going to spill the beans? No. These people are still protecting each other. We're not going to get to the truth of this. They're all in cahoots with each other. including the goddamn committee hearing members. That's what makes it even more disgusting. And that godforsaken, what the hell's his name now? Cummings. Elijah Cummings. Oh, my God, what a creep. I mean, this guy's out. The way he protects that Lois Lerner and all the members of IRS, the way he protects the administration over Benghazi. How do you come to the defense of this government, of what happened with Benghazi? How do you come to the defense with Fast and Furious, the NRS, any of this stuff? How do you come to the government's defense? How can you do that? How can you get to that level? Don't tell me, because I don't want to know. I do not want to ever get down to that level. God Almighty, I hope to Christ I never get down to that level. If I do, shoot me. Don't let me live, because I don't want to be that kind of person. I don't want to live that way. Mr. Morrell, who has since left the CIA, declined to comment on the matter Monday. He now works at Beacon Global Strategies, a Washington insider strategic communications firm. Which does what? What the hell is that? An insider strategic communications firm. What is that, like a spin house? Like the government doesn't know how to spin something, so they go to these people and say, yeah, you know, we got this little problem over here with Benghazi. What can we do to make it look like we did everything we possibly could and we're not guilty of anything? Oh, okay, we've got an excuse right here. Yeah, number 151. Blame it on a video that nobody saw. Don't worry about it. You'll be all right, and you'll win the election, too. There you are. Good luck. One former intelligence official close to Mr. Morrell told the Times on the condition of anonymity. Oh, I got that word out again. How about that? I'm a two for two. I can never say that word. But I did it today. That the whole question of communication with the station chief will be addressed in his testimony. Oh, I'm sure it will. Oh, yeah, we're going to get all kinds of information, aren't we? You betcha, Red Ryder. We're going to get right to the bottom of things. Boy, we're going to get to the truth. You want to have a real committee hearing? Do it in front of a grand jury and put the president up there. Let's get a real hearing. Put Miss Clinton up there. Let's get a real hearing. And what is it? Let's just imagine for just a moment, that these people come in here and they tell all the truth. The truth that you and I know. We know the truth. Come on. We know what happened. We know what happened. We're not stupid. We know what happened. We know what happened. We don't need the government to tell us what happened. We already know it. It doesn't take very much. I mean, anybody with half a broken wet noodle for a goddamn brain could tell you what happened if you're paying attention. But let's just imagine for just a moment that this hearing comes out and tells all the truth, that President Obama, he said it not once but twice, gave the stand down order. Hillary Clinton did this and they did that. She lowered the security so the enemy could facilitate the embassy a lot easier. Why was that security lax? Here you have one of the hottest, most dangerous zones on planet Earth, and we get rid of our security. British leave. The Red Cross leaves. They say, whoa, whoa, we can't handle this. It's too dangerous. We leave. They leave. So what do? Well, we keep our ambassador, and we get rid of security. Now you tell me, how is that not facilitating the enemy? That's telling the enemy, okay, guys, we're ready for you. All you got to do is just come in here and attack us. That's what that's doing. Whether they did that deliberately or not is irrelevant. It's irrelevant whether they did that deliberately or not, whether they planned to do that or not. The fact is that they got rid of security in the most dangerous zones on planet Earth. That's incompetence. Whether you did it deliberately or not, it's still incompetent, and you should be punished. That is murder. What do they call that? Negligent homicide. Whatever. Put whatever fancy schmancy goddamn term on it you want to. Roll it up and smoke it for all I care. But it is still a treasonous act, period. Whether you did it deliberately or whether because you're so goddamn stupid you didn't know what you were doing. What difference does it make? And if you're that damn stupid that you don't know what you're doing, what are you doing in that position for? Well, because she's Hillary Clinton. She's smart. She's the smartest woman in the world. You didn't know that? Oh, you didn't know? Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's the first woman that was ever born with a brain. Yeah, doctors were completely amazed. They couldn't figure it out. And to find out, her brain is bigger than men's. Yeah, it's the biggest one in the world. Nobody has a better and a bigger brain than Hillary Clinton. Let me tell you something. Hillary Clinton, you're not that intelligent, number one. You're a crooked lawyer. That's all you are. You don't have to be that intelligent to be a crooked lawyer. You're not that smart. I'm sorry, sweetie, but you're not. These Clintons were manufactured by the media. See, that's what the media does. It doesn't matter what Democrat is running for office. If there's a Democrat running for office and a Republican running for office, it doesn't matter who the candidates are. It doesn't matter what they say. It doesn't matter what they believe in. It doesn't matter what their record is. It doesn't matter about anything. The Republican is the idiot, and the Democrat is, oh, and if they're a woman, they're courageous, and they're strong. Well, Hillary Clinton, you're not strong. Throwing temper tantrums like a little brat and simply being a bitch is not strength. Let me tell you something about being a bitch. All human beings are bitches, both male and female. That's the easiest thing in the world a human being could do is being a bitch. It's easy. Everybody's a bitch. It doesn't matter who you are. At some point, at some time in your life, you're going to be a bitch. Some people are bitches more than others, but you're going to be a bitch at some point. That's easy. Anybody can be a bitch. I'm a bitch. I've been bitching since I started this radio program 6 months ago, 8 months ago, whatever the hell it was. 9 months, 10 months, whatever matters. It doesn't matter. Anybody can be a bitch. Being a bitch is not strength. Being a bitch is just being a bitch. You're going to throw a fit like a little baby? I can do that. I don't know how many pencils I've broken on this show this morning. I've already been through 6 pencils I've broken already this morning. Now, does that make me strong? No, that's not what makes me strong. That doesn't make me strong. What do you do? What do you do, Ms. Clinton? Huh? What strength did you do? Huh? Did you have enough to say, no, Mr. President, we're not going to stand down. We're going to send troops out there. That's my ambassador being attacked. And we're going to give a stand down order? No, if you had any strength in you, Ms. Clinton, you would have fought the president. You would have made goddamn sure that somebody went over there and at least showed up. At least before 2 weeks. 2 weeks. It took 2 weeks before we send anybody. And then they bring the FBI. No military. The FBI. CNN gets there before our government. That's pathetic. CNN? CNN? CNN, 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 CNN gets to Benghazi before our military, before our government. I mean, how do you do that? How does a government allow CNN, CNN, CNN? We all know who CNN is. Not exactly what I would call news, but I mean, it's the only people that watch it are people who are at the airport. And they don't really watch it. It's just there and there's nothing else on. Nobody watches CNN. Who wants to? Why? Why would you want to watch CNN? What information do you get from CNN? Confident that it will clarify the situation in the minds of many who are asking. Really? You're confident. You're confident that we're going to hear the truth. Oh, I wish I had your confidence. This is a former official, not a real official anymore. They're former official. Said that they're confident. Really? I would love to have your confidence. I would love to see that information. I would love to one time hear the truth. But even if they do tell the truth, what do you think is going to happen? Huh? You think if they come out that Obama gave the stand down order twice, if we get that information, you think Obama's going to be, you think he's going to be impeached? No. No. Nothing is going to happen. This is a waste of time. An absolute, complete, and utter, total waste of time. But yet, we're all going to sit and be glued to that television, hoping that we're going to hear some information, hoping we might hear the truth. And even if we do, there's going to be no outcome. Nothing. We're going to allow it to happen. Look, I'm sorry, Mr. Gowdy. I know I sound like a broken record, but no, no more going to court. If you're going to go to court, you need to do it in a grand jury. Other than that, you need to impeach. We have to set a precedent. We have to say to these people, we have to say to America, we have to say to the world that if you're going to play these little games with us, you're going to have to pay a price for it. And that price means that you're out. Impeached. Period. We've got to get rid of this Obamacare. This Obamacare is... And see, this is you, Mr. Boehner and Mr. King and all the rest of you jackwagons out there. Oh, it's not the right time to fight. Really? Not the right time to fight. You were hand-delivered the most perfect opportunity. All you had to do was simply hold the line and say one magic little word. One word, two letters. No. That's all you had to do. No. Did you? No. Could not wait to drop trow and surrender. And don't give me this crap, Mr. McConnell. I mean, the whole reason why the government was shut down is it was overspending. So McConnell opens the government back up by getting a multi-billion-dollar pork sandwich so he can put a goddamn bridge in his stupid state. There was a reason why you people stood up to fight against Obamacare. At least the reason was the American people had their reason why you did it. You had your reason. Your reason was just to act like you were fighting for us. You had no intentions of actually holding the line. That's sick, man. You played with our minds, you played with our hearts, and you played with our lives far too long, and we're done with you. You're out. All of you. Fired. We can still repeal Obamacare. I don't know how we can do it, but we can do it, and we must do it now. I don't believe for one second that we have 7 million people signed up for this. And if we do, show me the real numbers. Show me these people that are signed up, they paid for it, and they've got their card, and they can go actually into a doctor's office and have that insurance take care of it. Show me these people. I want to see them. Where are they? Hmm? Huh? Oh, you don't have them. Of course you don't have them. Because you made the numbers up. We all know you made the numbers up. And we allow them to continue to make these numbers up. Why do we not have a media? Why? Well, because we got a Democrat in office. But once we get a Republican in office, now, look, now the media, oh, they're all curious. They've got to get to the bottom of things, and they're going to be hard-hitting and in-depth reporters. But why don't you do it with this president? Well, you know, I mean, you know, it's the first black president and all. You know, we don't want to cross the line and look like we're racist. Really? You don't want to cross the line by doing your goddamn job? Well, if you don't want to cross the line by doing your job, you don't deserve your job. Look, if you're afraid to do your job, you don't deserve it. If I was afraid to get on the frickin' airways every morning, why would I want to do it? Think a skydiver is afraid of heights? Huh? Think he's going to do his job? How about a fireman? He's afraid to fight a fire. He wouldn't be a fireman. If you're afraid to do your job, don't do your job. Find something else that you're not afraid to do. You can find something else. You don't have to be in our government. You don't have to continue lying to us. You don't have to continue bending us over and screwing us sideways. You don't have to continue doing that. You don't have to continue being lazy and not reporting the actual facts and getting to the actual bottom of what happened. Putting pressure on these people? That's your job as a reporter. Look, we have to question our leaders every single day. That's our obligation. That's our duty as American citizens to question our leaders every day. It's the only thing that's going to keep them honest. It's the only thing that's going to keep us honest. And we got to keep ourselves honest, too. We can't just expect the government to be honest, and we're not. But we're not honest with ourselves if we're going to go in there knowing everything that this administration has done, and we're going to go into that voting booth and vote for them again. That's not being honest. How is that being honest? You know damn good and well that this Benghazi was a treasonous attack. You know that. You know damn good and well that what happened with Fast and Furious was criminal. You know damn good and well what happened to IRS was definitely criminal. You know that. You're only lying to yourself, which is the worst lie that you could ever tell, is a lie that you tell yourself. You can't tell a bigger lie. And you people know that you're lying. But you're afraid to tell yourself that you're lying. Why are you afraid to tell yourself? Huh? Are you afraid you're going to attack yourself? How would you attack yourself? How would you do that? And why would you do that? Look, you can tell yourself that you lied. No one else is going to know about it but you. You know what you do when you tell yourself that you lied? And I've done this. Well, you learn from it. You say, okay, yeah, I lied. Now I got to fix this. So now the people that I did lie to, I got to call them up on the phone here. I got to go across the street and I got to meet with them face to face. I got to tell them, look, I lied to you. I'm sorry. I apologize, and I hope to God it never happens again. It's not that big of a deal to admit that you friggin' lied. It's not a big deal to admit that you're wrong. But it is a big deal to not admit you're wrong when you have the overwhelming evidence that proves that you are wrong. That's not okay. That's not okay. It is okay to admit that you're wrong. You made a mistake. That's called being mature. That's called being an adult. That's called being responsible, accountable. But we can't have that in this country anymore. It's racist. It's racist to be responsible. It's racist to be accountable. Another former intelligence official. Will this story ever end? Oh, I'm done with this, too. I'm done with this story. We all know what's going to happen tomorrow. We're going to hear the same blah, 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 blah. Fifth Amendment, Fifth Amendment, Fifth Amendment. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't recall. I don't recall. Wasn't my job. Wasn't my job. I don't know. It was a terrorist attack, and real people died. And nobody's been held accountable except even the people, especially the people that actually did the crime. Now, weren't we told? Weren't we told that this president was going to get to those people who actually committed this crime? Wasn't that what we were told? Didn't he say that on the Rose Garden when he claimed that this was an act of terror when he was actually talking about 9/11? He was not talking about Benghazi, and he still has yet to say that Benghazi was an actual terrorist attack. And he goes on The View, well, we don't really know yet. We're still doing an investigation. An investigation? What more do you need to investigate? I heard it over the radio. I knew what the hell it was. You get your embassy attacked by a bunch of people, that's a terrorist attack. You don't need to put a goddamn investigation in there. How do you investigate what? When you get a bunch of people attack an embassy and kill people, that's a terrorist attack. You don't need to conduct an investigation to find out if it was an act of terror. All you need is a brain. That's all you need. There's no investigation. What else would it be then? If this wasn't, okay, let's give this idiotic president the benefit of the friggin' doubt here for just a moment. Let's give him the benefit of the doubt just for a moment. Let's say that there is an investigation here, and we got to get to the bottom of this. Was this a terrorist attack or not? What else could it have been? I can't think of anything. When you've got a group of people that you know that are either Al-Qaeda or not. It doesn't really matter. But you get a whole bunch of people crashed a gate, sending rockets, raping, torturing your ambassador, burning him, killing him. How is that anything other than terror? What else could it have possibly been? Huh? Even if there were frickin' Boy Scouts that came over and committed these crimes, what difference does it make? It doesn't matter. It's a terrorist attack. You don't need an investigation. Whether it was done in Libya or whether it was done in Kansas City. It doesn't matter where it's done. You get a bunch of people together and they come and they kill other people. It's a terrorist attack. Period. You don't need to conduct an investigation. What you do need to do, Mr. President, is just simply once tell the goddamn truth. I don't think I've ever heard this president tell the truth. I can't think of one thing, including his name. We don't know what his name is. The mild-mannered Barry Satoru? Huh? Is it Barack Insane Obama? Maybe it's Joe Smucatelli. We don't know who the hell this guy is. Is he a Muslim? Is he a Christian? Is he a black theologist? What the hell is he? Personally, I don't care what his religion is. I don't care what his skin color is. I don't care what his name is. I don't care what his country of origin is. I want him out. He's done a disservice to this country. He has committed treason against this country. He has committed treason against the American people when he allowed four of our brothers to be brutally murdered, when he allowed one of our Border Patrol agents to be brutally murdered and did nothing about it. Those are real people that died. Fast and Furious was not a phony scandal either. And he actually targeted real people. Yeah, that's right. The Tea Party are real people. You don't have to. You can disagree with them all you want to. They're still real people. Unfortunately, even liberals are real people. Even liberals. Believe it or not. All right, let's find something in here. We got about 20 minutes or so. Let's find something halfway interesting to talk about. There's nothing to talk about. Let's see, what the hell is this here now? Oh, let's get into this here now. I want to find out. I never got a chance to really read this whole thing here. So I don't really know too much about it. But you all heard that in Egypt, that Egyptian woman, you know, the shut up your mouth. I got it on the new intro here. Well, we might play it again here, but it was a protest. They interviewed an Egyptian woman, and they're upset because Obama took away, I guess it's $1.5 billion in military aid. These people are upset. You've got to now look. I think Egypt could very well be on the brink of civil war. And I think no more than not just Egypt, but I think the entire Middle East is going to explode here. You do have some countries there, and the leadership in those countries, they don't want the Muslim Brotherhood taking over because they're going to lose their power, and they don't want that. Well, the Muslim Brotherhood wants to take over. So you're going to have a clash. I think you're going to see the Middle East have a big war going on in there. And as far as I'm concerned, the United States should stay the hell out of it. Let them all kill each other. Blow each other up. Whoever's left at the end, if they're on the wrong side, then we swoop in and we wipe them off the face of the earth. If they're on the right side, well, then we let them rebuild. But we need to stay the hell out of that. But I do see the Middle East exploding. That Muslim Brotherhood is not only moving in fast and furious, no pun intended, in the Middle East, but they're moving farther and farther and farther and farther west as they can. They're also moving south, too. That's right, Australia. They're moving everywhere, and they're moving east, too. Well, we've got to fight these people. We have got to fight these people at every battlefield. Doesn't matter where it is. Walking down the street in Podunk, Idaho, or in Benghazi, Libya. We must fight them and fight them at every single battle. And that's what we should have done with Obamacare, Mr. King and Mr. McConnell and Mr. McCain and Mr. Boehner. You had a perfect opportunity to fight, but you don't. This is what I don't understand. All these people, we've got all these fights that we should be fighting, but we're not fighting them. Meanwhile, the fights that we don't have any business fighting because we splash a little water in terrorist faces. We've got to fight that. But we can't fight the people that actually killed us. I mean, I just don't understand it. Where, how did we get this mixed up? Am I mixed up? Did I take too many drugs in high school or something? Is that what happened? Is that what happened to me? I took too many drugs in high school and college. Now my brain is all whacked out and I don't understand why everything is backwards. Or did these people take too many drugs in high school and college? I'm going to go ahead and say they took too many drugs. I know the drugs that I take, and I know they weren't that powerful, and I know that didn't take them for very long. Well, we won't get into that. But the point is, it's not my brain that's screwed up. It's theirs, period. And I'm tired of having to live with these people. I'm tired of calling these people out, and then I get blamed for it. I'm the hater for calling these people out, for being liars and cheats. Murderers. Yeah, that's right. Benghazi was murderers. Murders. That's right. Murders. Fast and Furious. Murder. Murder. Not killing. Murder. Brutal murders. I'm not afraid to admit it, nor would I be afraid to tell the president right to his face. Of course, you know, I'd be thrown in jail like that reporter who dared to ask the EPA chief a question. Oh, God, you can't do that. She's one of the leading brown shirt generals. How dare you ask her a question? What's the matter with you? Don't you know that you're a peasant? Ah, these subjects, they all, you know, they all got these attitudes. They think they can have this thing. What do they call that again? It starts with an F. What the hell do they call that? Freedom! That's what it is. Freedom. They think that they have freedom. Unbelievable, these people. Buy them books and send them to school, and all they want to do is eat the teacher, for Christ's sakes. Ah, you peasants. Yeah, you're lucky that we allow you to even live in this country. You don't have any right to criticize us. And we can kill as many of you as we want to. We won the election. You didn't. What election did you win? You're not allowed to carry a gun. We're the government. Ah. But anyway, getting back to this. Well, let's go ahead. We'll play here. But Egypt was upset, and this woman is mad at Obama. There's a lot of people in Egypt. They don't want that. They don't want that Muslim Brotherhood. They were lied to by that Morsi. Morsi did lie to them. He did win the election. They got rid of that Mubarak or whatever his name was. Then they get this Morsi. They were lied to. Then they get him out. And now they got this Sisi in there, which so far, I don't really know too much about this Sisi guy. But so far, it seems that Egypt is doing everything they can to keep that Muslim Brotherhood out of their country. Good for them. How long it'll last, if it's real, if it's genuine, I mean, I don't know. But this is Islamic fight. Now, people say, well, that's over there in the Middle East. Don't worry about it. It's not here. Yes, it is here. We got to fight these people all over the world, all over the globe. All over the globe. These are not nice people. This religion is not. There are good Muslims, but there's far too many bad ones. There's good cops, but there's far too many bad ones. There's good teachers, but there's far too many bad ones. There's good congressmen, but there's far too many bad ones. There's good people on planet Earth, but there's far too many bad ones. We need to stop concentrating on all these good ones. Stop punishing the good ones, and let's start punishing the bad ones. It's okay to punish bad people. They deserve it. It's not okay to punish the good people. I go into an airport. Got a lady walking in with one of those rickshaws. Where? Not rickshaw. Get that. What are you? God damn it. What are they? Burka. Jesus God almighty. Give me a shot of grog. This is what happens with these people. They get you all sideways, and then your brain goes off, and you can't think. Ugh. Thank God for grog. It's the only thing that keeps me insane. So they come in with these burqas, and they come in with this and that, and they got all this Islamic writing all over them, and they're sweating profusely. They look way out of place. Ah, come on in, Mr. Muslim. Come on in. Oh, we don't need to search you. That's racial profiling. Hey, what's that little baby over there? Stop that little baby! Get over here! Cavity search! Cavity search! You're lucky I don't have a baby. You touch my baby, I don't give a damn who you are. You and me, we're gonna mix it up. You're a lot bigger than me. You've got bigger sticks than me. You got bigger guns than me. I'm going to get my ass whooped, but I ain't going down without swinging. I'm going to get a couple shots in. I'm going to set a precedent. You're going to mess with my child, I'm going to mess with you. Period. And that's the way we should be. You're going to mess with one of our brothers? You're going to kill one of our brothers in a terrorist attack? Well, we're going to kill you. We're going to mess with you. Tit for tat, eye for an eye. I believe in that. There's reasons for that. Because if you don't give a tit for tat, you don't give an eye for an eye, they take advantage of you. Because if you allow your enemy to continue attacking you, guess what they're going to do? They're going to continue to attack you. But when this trial comes out in Egypt, Obama's name's going to come up there. Now, what exactly he was really doing with this Morsi and evidently his brother, Malik, I guess his name, Malik Obama, Obama's half-brother or whatever. They were doing deals with the Muslim Brotherhood. They were funneling money from the embassy to the Muslim Brotherhood. Which right there, that's not only grounds for impeachment, but that is definitely grounds for jail. I mean, how many more criminal acts does this administration have to commit before we finally say we've had enough? Look, media, if I know this stuff, little old me, getting on a little blog over the internet, if I know this stuff, if I'm reporting this stuff, why aren't you? Why aren't you? Why aren't you hounding that Jay Carney every single day? You should be sending that little bastard into the goddamn funny farm. You should be hounding him so much. You shouldn't have one hair on his head. You should have driven that man completely insane by now, but you didn't because you're lazy and you don't care. And don't tell me that you do. Don't tell me that you're a hard-hitting, in-depth reporter. Because if you were, we'd have this information. But do we? No. Because you're lazy. I don't want to offend. I may not get another interview. I may lose my job. Well, if you're afraid to lose your job, you deserve to lose your job. Period. But there's a lot of funky stuff that was going on there with that Muslim Brotherhood and our embassy, Barack Obama, this Morsi, Obama's half-brother. I'm wondering if Obama wasn't a plant to infiltrate our country, specifically to destroy it. Now, I can't say that for 100% certain, but I have to naturally suspect that because I'm just going by the evidence. I mean, just Benghazi alone will give you that. The stimulus package alone will give you that. Fast and Furious alone will give you that. The IRS will give you that. What this man has done to the preamble of this Constitution will give you that. Look, bad policy is one thing. Okay, fine. Give me a president that has never signed bad policy into a law. They all do it. There's always bad policy. Bad policy is one thing. Bad policy you can fix. Bad policy you can fix. You can fix bad policy. But you can't fix dead bodies. Once they're dead, they're dead. You can't bring them back to life. They're dead. They're dead. They don't breathe anymore. They don't come home for dinner. They don't call you on the phone. Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. How was your day? They're dead. You can't fix that. But we can fix these perpetrators. The Obamas. The Hillary Clintons. The Susan Rices. The Leon Panettas. The Jay Carneys, Valerie Jarrett. We can fix these people. We can vote them out, and we can throw them in jail where they belong. And yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say that our president of the United States, Barack Hussein Obama, Barry Satoro, Joe Smuccatelli, whatever the hell his goddamn stupid name is. Him, Hillary Clinton, they belong in jail. Mr. Panetta, your statement that you made to Congress, that's treason. You belong right there with them. These people belong in jail. They do not belong in office, and they certainly don't belong in leadership positions running our country. Oh, God, I feel a hell of a lot better. I got that off my chest. I want to thank everybody who was in the chat room today and everybody who was listening and had to put up with me today. Hopefully tomorrow I might be in a better mood. We might be able to cover some things. But you know what? I'm not going to stop this because this stuff is irritating. This stuff is real. These scandals are not phony. These are real. These are real lives. These are real people, and they do affect you, whether you would believe it or not. It does affect you because if they can do that to an ambassador, they can most definitely do that to little old you. So don't think for one second that what happened to Aaron Benghazi can never happen to you. Because it can, and eventually it will if we don't do something about it. So I want to thank everybody for listening here today, and we will see you back here tomorrow morning.
Go find a network won't to treat me right. Y'all can take the change and stick it out of sight. Don't tread on me. Don't you tread on me. Hey, are you ready for some good news? We're gonna take back our country. Well, it used to be easy to get a place, build a house. Now the EPA said no, that's the home of the blue mouse. Don't tread on me. Don't you tread on me. We're gonna use some common sense and we're gonna take back our country. Well, they've beaten to death that whole race horse. This politically correct thing has run its course. Don't tread on me. Don't you tread on me. Hey, are you ready for some good news? We're gonna take back our country. Divorces from showing them bangs.
Why don't you mind your own business?
That's good advice.
Just mind your own business.
Dad got it right.
But if you mind your business, then you won't be minding mine.
Every sign says for sale, for lease. Price reduced. Make an offer, please. Don't tread on me. Don't you tread on me. We're gonna take back our country. There's no way today we could build Boulder Dam. There'd be way too many government permit scams. Don't tread on me. Don't you tread on me. Hey, are you ready for the good news? We're gonna take back this country. Barack, pack your bag, head to Chicago. Take your teleprompter with you so you'll know where to go.
Don't move it all over.